He didn't let a lot of niggas show. He was cruel, and I knew what was going to happen. And I said, well, get in my closet here. I took him in my office and opened my closet door and put him in there and locked him up. And I went on with my books. And about 30 minutes, about 8 or 10 men come to the tent. They asked me if I'd seen any strange niggas around there. And niggas acting strange or any strange niggas. I've been around here tonight with strange niggas. No niggas acting strange. And they told me then what had happened. Well, I said, you'd have to look somewhere else. So they left. That nigga wasn't 5 feet from him. He heard it all. He left. After he left and everything, I opened the door. I said, Sam, get your lantern now and get on your feet. Walk it just like you walk it every night. And that's all was ever said or done about it. I never told a living soul about that for years. Couldn't afford to. And that's a secret of me and that nigga had between us. But he was innocent. He wasn't done nothing. I believe what he said. But you know, they wouldn't have believed it. That's how things were in those days. They might now, they might consider it now, you know. They wouldn't then. There was two or three men in that crowd, Mr. Lee Payne, Mr. Man, one or two more there. I know I would have been for doing away with it.
You must have been scared to death.
We had another instance like that back in days going by. The young nigga here was a porter for E.J. Powell and all his ice from the cars to the ice house. His name was Ike. We call him Plunk. Well, Plunk wrote a letter to a hoodoo doctor down at Algiers, Louisiana, asking him to give him power over any woman, white or black. Well, the postmistress saw the letter addressed to this hoodoo doctor in Algiers, and she didn't do a damn thing but open the letter. She knew something was wrong. And she saw what it was, she sealed it back up and gave it to the mayor of the town, Mr. Thompson. And Thompson went with her, that is, he coated on her. And so Thompson then showed it to Lee. And then they passed the word around, and they got Plunk and carried him over to the gin office, to the commissary office. And I was about 17, 18 years old at the time. I remember I was in the crowd. Wasn't taking any part, but I was just a young boy. But I was old enough to be with the men. And Mr. Thompson said, now one understanding, I'm here at the town, and I said, there'll be no gunplay. There'll be no pistols, no gunplay in this. So we're going to talk to this nigga, and if necessary, we may give him a good strapping. He said, there ain't going to be no gunplay. No, that's as far as it's going. Well, they all agreed to it. Well, they got the nigger, and they got him over a barrel, and were whipping him. And one of the men that was holding him was a man named Will. And he was whipping the nigger so hard, the nigger bit on the leg there. And had him and so infuriated, pulled his pistol out and hit the nigga over the head with his pistol. But when that happened, Mr. Thompson stepped in. So that's all. That winds it up. No more. He called a halt. Well, he said, what are you going to do with this nigga? He's knocked out. He came back there in the back office, back the commissary, and he opened up the back door, just laid him down there while the wind blew on him.